The U.S. dairy industry has a long-standing commitment to the nutrition and health of the nation. Ensuring that people have consistent and equitable access to the nutrition they need is a key priority for the National Milk Producers Federation, just like the recent White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health. Claudia Larson, NMPF Senior Director of Government Relations, says most people know that dairy is nutritious, but not everyone knows the details of dairy's potential in fighting nutrition insecurity.
Dairy milk and the foods made from it, like yogurt and cheese, naturally provide a unique matrix of nutrients and bioactive components that contribute to health, with milk providing the number one dietary source of calcium, vitamin D, and potassium for kids ages 2 to 18. The body of science strongly indicates that milk and dairy foods are part of the solution to challenges like food and nutrition insecurity, health inequity, and diet-related and other non-communicable diseases. And dairy does this while providing some of the most affordable, accessible, culturally relevant, and nutrient-rich contributions to the diet.
Dairy plays a significant role in helping consumers reach their nutritional needs, even for those who claim they can't consume dairy for various reasons.
Now, some may avoid or reduce their dairy consumption due to lactose intolerance or concerns about added sugars. For those who have these concerns but who want to eat dairy, there are accessible dairy options in grocery stores that are, in fact, becoming increasingly popular. When looking at options addressing lactose intolerance, it's important to note that lactose intolerance is not dairy intolerance. Rather, it's the inability to digest lactose, which is a naturally occurring sugar in milk, which can be filtered out from nutrient-rich dairy food. There are also options for those who are watching their added sugars. Between 2015 and 2019, yogurt marked as having no added sugar increased by over 32%, and the number of yogurts with less sugar noted on the label increased by 33%. And there is always plain yogurt, which is unsweetened and has also become a popular choice for Americans.
When it comes to empowering consumers to make healthy choices, consumers must have access to healthy options they will actually eat, and consumers must have the information required to make a meaningful choice.
The focus here is on the availability of options that people will choose. We know both food access and choice are essential for combating food insecurity and diet-related disease, and that the options available can dramatically affect access. Without choices that allow for cultural influences, nutritional needs, and taste preferences, Americans will not have real access to the foods they will actually eat. And without eating the food, they're not accessing the nutrients they need. So we must ensure that people have access to healthful options that they will choose. People need science and evidence-based nutrition information in order to make informed choices about what to feed themselves and their families.
The Food and Drug Administration plays a crucial role in ensuring consumers have the information they need. However, the FDA must also enforce the regulations they provide.
When FDA does not enforce its own regulations, the regulations have no real effect, and consumers are left vulnerable to the harm caused by misinformation, deceptive labeling, and marketing practices. We are currently seeing this, actually, and the resulting harm to public health with dairy standards of identity. By not enforcing regulations regarding the use of dairy terms, such as milk, FDA has been permitting misleading labeling and advertising for decades. Consumers are being misled about the nutritional content of plant-based imitators relative to real dairy products, and this is creating a marketplace confusion. This has inadvertently allowed for the development of serious consumer misperceptions, where consumers think that the plant-based products labeled with dairy terms have similar nutrient profiles and health benefits as dairy products.
Larson says the Dietary Guidelines for Americans serve as the goal to help increase access to healthy foods.
Now, the guidelines played an important role in the national strategy the White House released last week in conjunction with its Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health. There was a consistent emphasis throughout the White House's strategy on the need for policies and actions that increase consumption of healthful foods to the levels recommended by the Dietary Guidelines. So at the very least, I see the Dietary Guidelines and their intake recommendations continuing to serve as the goal for policymakers looking to increase access to healthful foods, with special attention paid to increasing consumption to the guideline recommended levels. Hopefully, policymakers will also use the Dietary Guidelines to encourage consumption to recommended levels for all food groups. Again, recognizing the guidelines approach of well-rounded food options for a balanced diet, one which provides the whole menu of nutrients that nutrition security and diet-related health require.
Learn more at nmpf.org. Michael Clements reporting.